peace from God the Father and from our life. Amen. The text is written in Psalm 118, verses 22 and 23. The stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Is it? Oh, not is it the Lord's doing. We all recognize that. But is it marvelous in our eyes? Is it sin? And do our lives and actions reflect that we consider what the Lord has done for us to be marvelous? There is one respect in which what the Lord has done is anything but marvelous. The stone which the builders rejected. For the past days, I've had an aria bouncing around between my ears. It's the famous alto aria from part two of George Frederick Handel's Messiah. He was despised and rejected. Behold and see, if there be any sorrow like unto his sorrow. Despised and rejected, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. He came into his own, and his own received him not. We heard it again in the Holy Gospel for last Sunday. This is a hard saying, who can receive him? And after this, many of his disciples no longer walked with him. And Jesus said to the crowd, will ye also go away? And in their typical bravado, they said, no, to whom else shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. So did the altar read, and they all forsook him and fled. And yet on the cross, even the Father rejected him. He was forsaken by his Father as he bore our sins. And I suppose some lad standing by the cross could have said, what a way. He has such a promising future. What a pity it has to end this way. That's the man's point of view. But from God's point of view, the stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner, because this is the Lord's doing and marvelous in our eyes. So you see, from God's point of view, what Jesus of Nazareth did was his doing. The very purpose for which the Father sent the Son was to be despised and rejected and forsaken for our sins and the sins of the whole world. For it was not an accident at all that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself and giving to us the message of reconciliation. God has highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It was part of God's plan that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to the ends of the earth. Rejected by the builders, but made the head of the corner by the Lord himself, to be the cornerstone and the foundation and the support for our faith and for our life. This is the Lord's doing, and it is indeed marvelous. You and I, by God's grace, have been washed in the labor of holy baptism, buried with Christ by that action into his death, so that if Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we might walk in newness of life. And that's marvelous. Daily and richly in His church, the Holy Spirit forgives all things to me and all believers. He says to each of us every day, your sins are forgiven. And that's marvelous. Each day His word of law rebukes and condemns the failures of our old Adam. But each day the loving arms of the Father take us back for Jesus' sake and restore us to Himself. And that's marvelous. And with frequency, our Lord spreads a banquet before us and gives us His body and His blood for the forgiveness of sin, for strength, for life, for the medicine of immortality. And that's marvelous. Shortly in this service, we will do something that always sends deep and forward. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, Lord, and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, holy, 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 Lord God of heaven, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna. And that's marvelous. We are able to stand at the absolute symbol of defeat, the grave. And so we believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. We are able to say, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from henceforth. And that's marvelous. The stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. It is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. But there's an occupational hazard that goes along with all this. You and I are, in a sense, monomaniacs. Monomaniacs like St. John the Baptizer, who would not answer any question about being anything but the voice crying in the wilderness. And monomaniacs like St. Paul, who was determined not to know anything among God's people but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Most of us these days are filling out another one of these forms. They're not limited to students at registration. One of the forms asked me to fill out my first, second, and third teaching field. There are some people who don't think I have any, but that's beside the point. I don't have a second or a third, and nor do you. By God's grace, we are called to be theologians and proclaimers of His magnificent mercy in Jesus Christ. And frankly, we haven't got time for other things. But there's a danger with that. We pass words and divide sentences and run down word studies and check out Latin terms. And sometimes it becomes very ordinary, very everyday, and we go about it with all the enthusiasm and involvement of some pharmacist counting pills. And we lose the mystery and the wonder, the mysterious tremendum of God's activity in Jesus Christ. And that's what the psalmist calls us this day not to do, by reminding us the stone that the builders rejected has indeed become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. My brothers, let it be marvelous in our eyes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.